my friends. Today, we continue our discussion of God's landmarks of the Bible. Numerous passages of the Old Testament warn Jehovah's people in olden times not to remove the ancient landmarks. If true of landmarks that served a boundary line, think how more reverence we should pay to the landmarks of biblical doctrine. In a previous study, we emphasized that man had better not tamper with the landmarks of biblical inspiration, biblical all-sufficiency, and the miracles that are recorded in the Bible. Today, we consider another landmark that humanity has frequently tampered with or sought to remove. Humanity has no right to remove the landmarks relative to Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Who erected the landmark of his eternal existence? The Bible affirms that God did. Micah described both his birth and the fact of his eternal nature when he said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." Micah 5, verse 2. The apostle of love penned this passage. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made." John 1 and the first three verses. Quite appropriately, Paul affirmed, "In whom we have our redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." Colossians 1, 14 through 17. Since this is God's landmark and not man's, he had better leave it that way. Who said Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary? God did. This is God's landmark relative to the birth, not man's. Hear these inspired words. Are you listening? "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. The fulfillment of this virgin birth prophetic declaration is found in Matthew 1, verses 20 through to 25. "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Matthew 1, 22 through 25. In somewhat fuller detail, the beloved physician Luke writes his inspired treatise on the virgin birth to Theophilus in Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. I submit that no honest and sincere person can read this detailed account by Luke and disbelieve in the virgin birth of Jesus, truly a God-given landmark. My friends, God has landmarks, and man must not remove those landmarks of the Bible. The virgin birth is the foundation of the entire Christian religion. Remove it and all else collapse. Remember, it is God's landmark, not man's. Who told of all the great miracles and mighty wonders performed by Jesus? God did. The Bible says, "Other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." John 20:30. My friends, listen to this. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." Acts 2, verse 22. The miracles of the mighty Messiah belong to God's landmarks. They are not man's. He has no right to remove any of them. He does so at the peril of his own soul. Who told the death of Jesus for the sins of the world? God did. Another landmark of the Bible. The Bible says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26:28. And again, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. And again, "Salvation through the atoning blood shed by God's Son on Calvary is a vital landmark erected by Jehovah God. It is not man's landmark. He has no right whatsoever to remove it. Who erected the landmark of his resurrection from the dead? God did. Matthew wrote, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." Matthew 28:6. Paul penned this remarkable statement in the great resurrection chapter of the Bible, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." 1 Corinthians 15:20. The resurrection of the crucified Savior from the borrowed tomb is one of God's major landmarks. Man had better not tamper with it. He does so, I say, at the peril of his own soul. Who erected the landmark of the establishment of his kingdom and his current reign over his kingdom? God did. We read of the establishment of that kingdom in Acts chapter 2. Paul describes his reign over that kingdom in 1 Corinthians 15:24-28, saying, "Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also subject himself unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." My friends, this is God's landmark. Man had better not tamper with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the landmarks of the Bible are God's landmarks, not ours. It must have been a constant temptation for the Israelites of the Old Testament period to move the landmarks that established ownership of property. There are numerous signals against this daring dishonesty. In every generation, it has been a continual temptation for humanity to remove the doctrinal landmarks of the Bible. We need to keep fixed firmly in our minds that the great doctrines of the Bible are God's landmarks, not ours. Since they do not belong to us, it becomes a signal act of grievous dishonesty to seek to remove them. Who erected the landmark of the Bible doctrine of final things? God did. Who erected the landmark of Christ's second advent? God did. More than 300 times in the New Testament we find this affirmation. This amounts to more than one of every 25 verses in the New Testament. Acts 1:9-11 is one of the great biblical passages depicting so dynamically his second advent to this mundane sphere. It is said, "And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel," which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The oft-repeated teaching of his coming again is God's landmark. It is not man's, and man has no right to remove it. Who erected the landmark of his raising the dead upon his return, the great judgment of all, and the condemnation of the wicked and the salvation of the righteous. God did. The Bible says so. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28-29. Again, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12:48. And again, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:1. The Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew 25:31-34. These are God's landmarks. Man has no right to tamper with any of them. He did not erect them. Severe indeed will be man's future fate if he decides to tamper with and remove these landmarks that belong to God. Man is totally naive if he thinks that he can do this with impunity. There are no more grievous transgressions than in removing God's ancient landmarks. My friends, are you listening? No man on earth has the right to remove the landmark relative to Christ's church. Who erected the landmark of its builder? God did. That landmark is none other than Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. Listen. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. Relative to its firm foundation, the apostle wrote to the Corinthians, what other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians 3:11. My friends, may I ask you an honest and sincere question? And would you give an honest answer before your God in heaven? Does the church to which you belong have God's landmark, Jesus Christ as builder for the foundation, or a humanly erected one? Remember, Jesus said, upon this rock, that is the fact that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church belongs to Christ, one of God's eternal landmarks. And I say to you, my friends, dare any man try to remove it.